triple team traffic, in fact, emergency traffic, straight to Ricky Meese.
It's in Davis County. If you're northbound I-15, you're going to see the usual slowdowns approaching the north interchange. But the big backups are waiting for you, Centerville through Farmington, due to an injury accident. It's going to be just before the Highway 89 split. It had been blocking two left lanes. They may have opened up one left lane now, trying to get this crash moved over to the shoulder. But the delays, heavy delays, are going to start right after Parish Lane in Centerville, all the way up through State Street at the Highway 89 split. Dave Meekum?
If you're commuting right now on the east side belt, using I-215 east to head south, you're going to be in some delays from the construction there, 4500 south, down to Knudsen's Corner. Heading over the point of the mountain, pretty rough drive so far this afternoon. Right on top of the point, you start to pick up those delays. That's going to be slow and go, stop and go in spots, and that's going to go all the way down past SR-92, 2100 north, and almost down to Lehigh Main Street. It's a little bit of slowing northbound I-15 to Lehigh Main Street. Mark?
Slow and go on the southbound side of I-15 as well. Basically, in spot South Salt Lake down to Sandy Draper region. West Belt is improving, heading through West Valley City and down to Taylorsville. You still have pretty heavy delays, 5600 West through West Valley, and the SR-201 commute is still pretty heavy this time, about 5600 West on over towards Magna. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.